Hey, Hector.
What's up, Zach?
You want to know what's worse than the Jets losing to the Cowboys?
Joe Namath still being alive.
Honestly, at this point, you're not entirely wrong. But no, having made a bet with your Cowboys fan wife before the game that whichever team wins, you will then buy the decorations of that team for your household. So guess what my team, my household gets to be decorated in?
You're going to have a lot of stars.
Yay.
Is that for Christmas?
Probably sooner.
Ooh.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Breaking Down the Tape. You know, I just, like, if I had the intelligence, time, or desire, I'd pause it, like, I'd split it right here and go back to, like, an episode, like, a year ago or at the beginning of the preseason when we built up all this hype and then said, yeah, but, like, watch, by week three, we'll own stock in Jameson and drink ourselves to death. It's not even week three, and we're there! Hi! We're here. Fucking goddamn it. And then we clip back to the new episode, and yeah. But I'm not that talented. We're not going to do it. Just take our word for it. Fuck.
As Zach looks like he's drinking scotch out of a mug at 8 o'clock in the morning.
First of all, I work overnights. It's my 5 p.m. It counts. Secondly, I'm not going to deny that it's scotch, but it is coffee. I wish it was scotch. It is coffee, though. Otherwise, you know, I'd be asleep in this. But yeah, so this week, we're going to talk about the Jets, yay, and how they lost to the Cowboys. Spoiler alert. You know, who knows, honestly, there was not a lot of pre to this. This recording is only 4 minutes and 34 seconds long, and most of that has been what you're listening to. So, there's not been a lot of pre. We're just going to go off the hip because we're mad, and I'm tired of the bullshit, and I just want nice things for once. So week two football.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin with this one. It was disappointing. You know, we both live the same lifestyle. My wife is also a Cowboys fan. Yep. And yeah. So it wasn't great to sit here. Let's see. Where do we start? The run game. Couldn't get anything going. Have absolutely no reason why Cook and Hall only get 4 touches when they should have been pounding the ball down their throat. No matter if you get 1 yard or you're stopped at the line of scrimmage or pound it down their throat. Between Cook and Hall, they each should have had at least 20 touches each.
Agree. In some way, shape, and form, right? Like, whether it be, like, actually through a handoff, or, like, you have Mecole Hardman, who came from the Chiefs. Like, let's learn how to do this jet sweep, shovel pass, fucking shenanigan bullshit. So line Breece Hall up as a fucking slot receiver, and then motion him over and jet sweep his ass, you know, with the little fucking forward shovel pass, and anything. I mean, 100%, right? And I know that I brought up technically it's a pass, but when it's a shovel pass for a quarter of a centimeter, it's a run. Like, it's a jet sweep for all intents and purposes. 100%, you're right. I mean, first of all, on the offense, like, what? I'm not even going to get to how good the Cowboys defense played. I just want to talk about how bad the Jets offense was, because those are two separate things. And Hector started off perfectly with the run game, with the entire identity of the Jets right now. Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook combined 8 touches. I mean, just off the bat,
what do you always live by? You can't win the game when your quarterback leads you in rushing.
And Zach Wilson should never, ever, ever be in the category of leading in rushing yards. Like, what the fuck are we doing? I know that we put like kiddie gloves on the offense because now Zach Wilson is running it. But then if you're going to put kiddie gloves on the offense, take the pressure off of Zach Wilson and run the fucking ball. Not to mention Mecole Hardman. What is he doing on the sidelines? We go out and we get these pieces to do what with? To do what? To sit them? Well, we have them. Fucking grand.
And he's getting frustrated. He is also getting frustrated. He's verbally already started, you know, telling the media, I don't know why I haven't been on the field. Like, this man should be on the field at some point of the game because the man is explosive. He makes plays.
Right. Right. He at least gives the reason for the defense to think about the deep ball. Whether they go back and cover it or not is between them and God and has nothing to do with me. But at least Mecole Hardman being on the field makes you go, oh, there might be a touchdown pass. There might be a bomb thrown here. There probably isn't, but at least you have the thought of something deep down the field as opposed to dink and dunk and four touches for each running back. Nathaniel Hackett, bro. What are we... I was never on the train. I'm not ready to sell the train, but like...
I get it. You know, Zach Wilson had a good throw to Garrett Wilson for 60, you know, 1 yard or whatever it was. 6, 7 yards.
That's what that
mostly
was.
Yak, because he got it. He caught the pass at like the 10-yard, like at 10 markers down.
Yeah.
The 10-yard pass that he fucking caught for a first down that he took off on. Yeah. And that's great and all, and that kept us in the game. But if it wasn't for that specific play, we scored 3 points.
Yeah. Unable to move the ball. Now, I will say that this is equally as much as a Jets offensive failure as it is a just domination by the defensive front of the Cowboys, right? So, like, A, the Jets line is just atrocious right now, no matter who they're playing against. But Micah Parsons...
He made a statement within seconds of the game.
That dude's absurd. That dude doesn't... His intuition... Now, again, I'm not saying that the Jets are some elite team anymore. And with Zach Wilson at the helm, that there's a lot of mystery to the offense because there clearly isn't. But Micah Parsons' ability to react is just... The quick twitch to this dude is absurd. I mean, first of all, the physical prowess is one thing, but the ball snaps and he's moving with the ball. Like, it's the quick twitch this dude has is just obscene. He is in backfields before you know what's going on.
He took a page out of Myles Garrett's book and was making fun of McGovern.
Just
fucking shook them.
Just jab stepping
right around them.
Yeah, man. And look, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that the Jets O-line is some, like, elite front that, you know, he proved himself against, you know, but still, there's a clear and obvious gap between the Cowboys' defense and the Jets' offense. And again, it is as much a fault of the Jets' offense as it is a praise to the Cowboys' defense because they were good. They were good. I will say the Jets did absolutely nothing to try and outcoach that or coach around that fucking gap or anything. You know, maybe run a screen at Micah Parsons. I'm not going to say it's going to fucking work because, again, his quick twitch and ability to fucking disrupt shit. But, like, let's do something. Let's try something.
I'm all for switching up the offensive line right now. I honestly want that young kid over McGovern. I want Tippmann. I want Tippmann in.
Go Tippmann. It's Tippmann.
I want Tippmann in.
Bro, at this point, bro, we have enough defensive linemen. At this point, Solomon, fucking Quinnen Williams, y'all are playing both ways. Y'all, like, we have enough defensive linemen to start rotating out. You've sold me on the two-way players. You got, I need something. I don't know what it is, but I need something. Because this is the most, it was disgusting. You know what I mean? Like I said, if the Jets lost to the Cowboys and it was a good game, and you know what, the Cowboys defense really just is that good. Which spoiler alert?
I would switch up the offensive line right now. I would put Tippmann in at center. I'd move Mekhi Becton over to left tackle because right now, Dwayne ain't doing it.
No.
He is not doing it. And it's, I'm not saying it's, their run blocks are one of the tops in the league. But
that's good.
Pass block is just atrocious. So yeah. I would move Mekhi back over to left tackle and swap Dwayne back to the other side and see, because he's getting old anyway. Just had the surgery on his shoulder. Maybe it's time to, you know, take the load off of being a left tackle. Put Mekhi, he's younger, stronger.
Right.
Put him back over there. He's comfortable being on that side. Remember, he's learning this year of how to be a right tackle.
Right.
So he's probably uncomfortable playing right tackle right now. So stick him back to where he wants to be and let the older veteran learn how to play right tackle and take the pressure of not having to take the fucking Micah Parsons half the game.
I don't disagree with that. At this point, buddy, I'm ready to trade the next three first-round picks for Zach Martin. I'll call up the Cowboys. I know you spanked us bad, but I'll trade you three number ones for an offensive lineman. I'm that desperate. Well, I'm calling up everybody, seeing who's taking phone calls for number ones. And then when I sell my number ones, I'm looking to sell the number twos. When I sell my next three number twos, I'm selling my next three number threes. I'm trying to find everybody, bro. Fuck them draft picks. At this point, fuck them draft picks. I will sell you my soul. I'll sell you Joe Namath for fucking offensive lineman right now, bro.
Joe.
Give a fuck, bro. Like, look, I'm not.
Offensive
lineman. Like, come on. I need help.
We need offensive linemen. And I think back to the draft when the Patriots and Bill Belichick so villainously sold their pick to Pittsburgh so Pittsburgh can take Broderick Jones and we wouldn't get him.
That's got to be the most Bill Belichick thing that, of all the Bill Belichickian things that have ever occurred, that has got to be the most Bill Belichick thing that's ever been
done. That is the most pettiest fucking thing you can do.
Go fuck yourself. I don't need this draft pick. I'll trade back just so that you don't get the guy that you want. Fuck you. That's fucking so stupid.
He's like, oh, you got, brilliant. Well, no, that's the thing. You got Aaron Rodgers. I know how I'm going to fuck you. You're not getting Broderick Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's. And
then you know what happens? Dark. We got Dwayne out there and he fucking cut blocks and now we have no Aaron Rodgers.
Yep, he knew what he was. I'm telling you, Bill Belichick.
He single-handedly destroyed our season.
Again. Bill Belichick has a time machine. You can't convince me otherwise. This man can either has a crystal ball or an actual fucking time machine, or maybe he has the time zone like Doctor Strange and he can fucking sit there and figure out all fucking 32 million fucking possibilities of how to fuck the Jets every fucking year. I just see Bill Belichick in his room with like the time stone sitting there fucking living out all those different realities, little fucker.
Yeah, this was just a bad game for us. A phenomenal game for the Cowboys. They are one of the top teams in the NFC, if not the top team in the NFC.
And look, the Jets defense, yes, they gave up 30 points, but they gave up two offensive touchdowns, and the rest of that was all fucking field goals. Not to mention, the Cowboys ran more plays in the Jets defensive zone, so from the 50-yard in, you know, on the Jets side of the ball. The Cowboys ran more plays on the Jets side of the ball than the Jets ran plays.
And now to be fair, because we constantly shit on the offense, to be fair, we can also shit on our defense right now. Like, what the fuck did you just do?
I disagree with you.
You dropped Sauce, even saying it. I was thinking about the touchdown before the catch. That's a rookie move. You don't do that. You don't do that.
I will say, you got to make
that. You don't do that. You missed out on a touchdown there. There is no way in hell you let Dak Prescott go 13 for 13 to start the game.
So, in all honesty, I'm not even stressed out about Dak Prescott and 13 for 13. I'm not stressed out about his two touchdowns. And to be honest with you, I'll agree with you with the Sauce Gardner pick. Like, get the catch first, then let's think about touchdowns, right? Like, I agree with you. But I'm not really that mad at the defense. What the fuck do you want them to do when the opposing offense is playing 90% of their ball game on your side of the field? You get fucking 10 yards, 15 yards, and you're in field goal range. The fuck do you want the defense to do at that point? You're already starting off it goddamn right on the edge of field goal range, a first down and a half, and here you are. So them giving up fucking, what, 16 points worth of field goals? I'm not that mad at. Like, what the fuck do you want them to do? You know? Like, I 15. It was 15 points because they also had a two-point conversion on a touchdown. So 15
points. You know, and then we, you know, we're going into this divisional matchup next week. Or it should be this week because it is Thursday right now. Friday right now. Going into Sunday, they got to get their shit together because this is a must win.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, you know, you've won against the Bills. Awesome. You want to know in the division. You just got whooped by the Cowboys, which God thank you is a non-divisional game. But you're right. Coming in, we're playing the Patriots this week. The Patriots are 0-2. Their team is looking like a bunch of scrubs. You know, you're 100%, for so many reasons, this is a must win, right? Like, obviously, your divisional record must win. But, like, to get this, like, fucking monster off of your back, you need to beat the Patriots. They are struggling. They do not look like a good football team. I get it. We don't, like, look like a good
and
football
team. And even with Zach Wilson, we should win this game. We have the defense to stop their vanilla-ass offense.
I agree with you.
We have that. We can get good field position. We got a better special teams. It's just offensively, you know they're going to throw their defense. They're always shifting on their defense at us. We just need to make something happen on offense.
But and good, you're going to shift your defense on us. So take the ball out of Zach Wilson's hands. Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook, down your fucking throat. Mecole Hardman, jet sweep, outside. Slants to Garrett Wilson, yak yards. Like, let's keep this game fucking simple. Let's keep it real fucking simple. Because as we saw in the fourth quarter last week, fucking Zach Wilson, you put it on his shoulders, three interceptions. You can't have it. You can't have it. We went out and we got these pieces for a fucking reason. Let's go do something with it. You know what I mean?
There's only so many times, you know. I mean, we're not defending Zach Wilson, but we kind of have to defend him a little bit. He is our quarterback right now. This guy can't play.
Yeah,
like it's just proven now. This guy just can't, he has skill, but he just can't play. Like the man cannot read a single thing on the defense at all.
Yeah, you can't put pressure on his shoulders. Yeah, he's quick. He's got physical talent. He's got arm strength. Awesome. But you can't put the game on him. You can't. And now that we should, like, the Jets front office, it should be pretty clear to them by now that Zach Wilson cannot do much more than game manage. Which, I mean, look, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl as a game manager, so things can happen. But we need to do something then. We need to use Dalvin Cook. We need to use Breece Hall. We need to use Michael Carter. We need to use Izzy. We need to get fucking Garrett open yards, yak yards. Have him step back for a backward screen. You know what I mean? Like, come off the line, take a step back, screen, bang. You know, if you see one-on-ones. Every time, like, there should be an automatic change of call. Garrett Wilson one-on-one, tap the helmet. Ball's going to him. Bang, bang. Done. Period. I don't care what the fucking you call. Change it up every series, whatever the call is. But if you see Garrett Wilson one-on-one outside with any sort of space, I don't care if it's a run play. Take the ball, sling it over to him, let him go do his thing. Get the ball in the hands of your playmakers. Don't let Zach Wilson touch this ball. Let him only exist between the snap and the handoff or the very quick screen over to Garrett. The fucking, God forbid we get this far, the deep bomb to Mecole Hardman. Like, let's not make this fucking difficult. That's how you lose against Bill Belichick, by trying to play chess with him. No. You know how you beat Bill Belichick? You
play
throw
checkers.
The fucking chessboard.
Play checkers.
You know,
play
you don't,
a different
you just
game.
Fucking, you play like a pigeon. You fucking knock over all the pieces and you shit all over the fucking chessboard. That's how you beat him. Stop trying to mind game him. Just shit all over the chessboard. Just run the ball down his throat and play very simple 5-year-old football. Go fuck yourself, Bill. Like, that's how you beat this motherfucker. Yeah, so obviously you can tell we're feeling great about the Jets. Just fucking fantastic. You know, but realistically, do you think the Jets win this week against New England? Realistically.
I honestly do. I think the Jets have enough to beat the Patriots. It's not going to be pretty, but I do think they have enough to beat the Patriots. The Patriots are just like, I don't know if it's just it's past, you know, as good, great as a mind that Belichick is, the last couple seasons haven't been great. And it like his era's up, like the run and the style of game that he runs, like it's just not good anymore.
Not to get off too much on a tangent, but I will say it definitely looks like the game is outpacing Bill at this point. It definitely looks like whatever system he's trying to run over there is just maybe he should step down and play, you know, the role as a defensive coordinator. Maybe he should just be a GM and let somebody else coach. But I do agree with you. It does look like the game is passing him. I want to agree with you as strongly as your convictions are that the Jets will win. I agree that they have the pieces. I agree that they should. I agree that their defense should make the Patriots offense look like a high school football team from New York, not Alabama. But it concerns me that the Patriots are coming in 0-2 to this game, right? This is the first time they've ever been 0-2 since 2001. Am I really convinced that the Patriots are going to go 0-3? Just superstition-wise, that's tough to get me on, right? Like, that's a tough train to hitch my wagon to.
And we do, I mean, we have lost the last 14 games to them in a row.
Yeah, and the Jets quarterbacks don't really do well, obviously. Like you said, lost 14. That's 7 years of losing for all you mathematicians out there. Jets quarterbacks see ghosts against the Patriots defense, so yes, I think we'll win, but I'm not nearly as confident as you are. Now, at this point, I'm not nearly as confident that we have a football team that could beat most SEC teams. So,
do we go get a quarterback?
We're going here. We're going to bring this here. No.
We ride this out.
I say we ride this out because we know that Rodgers is coming back. We know, to me, the season's already, like, passed. Like, I feel like playoffs are already shot. I feel like to go get a quarterback on a rental, the only ones that we would be able to get are old anyway. You know, hindsight's 2020. If Brock Purdy was still sitting on the back end of a roster somewhere and we could snag him for a third round pick, fuck yeah, let's go get Brock Purdy. But that's not the way reality is anymore. And there's no backup quarterbacks that I'd be like, yeah, I'm willing to trade a third or fourth rounder for you. And there sure isn't enough starting quarterbacks. Like, yeah, if the Eagles would give him up, I'd take Jalen Hurts. But in order for the Eagles to give up Jalen Hurts, the next 10 years of first-round picks are gone. You know what I mean? Like, the only quarterbacks that I would want would cost just unrealistic amounts. So, no. Do you think we should go get a quarterback, Hector?
I don't know. I don't know. The quarterbacks that are available are not great. You got like Carson Wentz and Colt McCoy and right. Nick Foles. And I mean, there's reasons these guys don't have jobs anymore. There's the rumor and the talk of asking Minnesota for Kirk Cousins. And although he doesn't necessarily fit the game plan they're trying to run, but he will do, with the talent we have, we'll do way better than Zach Wilson and easily make the playoffs. I firmly believe that. If we get Kirk Cousins to just plug him in, we'll easily make the playoffs. Kirk Cousins, as much as he's Kirk Cousins, he does sling the ball. He does get the ball to his playmakers. He makes big plays. He's just not great at primetime or in the first round of the playoffs.
But so my counter to these points is that the Vikings play in a dome. The Jets are a real football team who play outside. Kirk Cousins, when the sun goes down, shrivels up and turns into something unrecognizable as a human. The Jets have a lot of primetime games this season. We are playing a lot of football when the sun goes down. it might sound stupid. Like, if that's your argument, when the sun goes down, Kirk Cousins sucks. Look, my argument is backed up by facts. Kirk Cousins sucks in the dark. I don't know.
Maybe it would change. He doesn't have to do much. He just has to do more than Zach Wilson. That's been the whole talk about our Jets team. It's just we just need someone just better than Zach Wilson. We don't need an Aaron Rodgers. We just need someone better than Zach Wilson.
Right, but so and I agree with you. And look, and realistically speaking, if it came out tomorrow that the Jets could get Kirk for a third rounder and like $10 million this year, I'd say it's not bad. But realistically speaking, the Jets are going to have to pay stupid amounts of draft picks and stupid amounts of money for the Vikings' number one quarterback. Especially when they have, what, a BYU quarterback as a backup? I'm sure they're looking at Zach Wilson going, oh, yeah, BYU quarterbacks, that's our guy. That's, woohoo! No.
Practice squad.
They're not. They're not like, I guarantee you, this poor kid, whatever his name is, sorry, Braden, sorry, BYU, this poor kid who's sitting behind Kirk Cousins has got to be shitting himself because he knows his fucking time is up.
He's Zach Wilson's backup when he was playing.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure the Vikings are like, wow, you couldn't even beat out Zach Wilson for a starting fucking job. Fuck you, kid. You're getting shipped out next year. Like, this kid is shitting himself. There's no way the Vikings are like, yeah, we'll send you fucking Kirk on a discount. Yeah, we want this BYU kid to start when your BYU kid can't play football for shit. It's not gonna happen. It's just not gonna happen. Yeah, I mean, look, again, if the Jets could get Kirk Cousins, all joking aside, all when the sun goes down aside, because you're right. You just have to play better than Zach Wilson. And God be willing, the creeks don't rise. You just have to get us to the playoffs. Because then our Lord and Savior, Aaron, do the shrooms, Roger, will come back. But the Jets would never get Kirk Cousins for anything that's considered reasonable. Because in the negotiations, the fucking Vikings have the Jets by the balls. They know what the Jets need, then, and they're going to fucking take everything from them. And I'm not willing to pay that kind of price for Kirk Cousins for 1 year.
So pretty much saying we're tank the season. Tank the season without looking like we're tanking the season. We're just going to let Zach Wilson ride it out and maybe get a top five pick.
Tank the season, get a top five pick, offensive lineman. I'm still rocking with Aaron Rodgers. Look, we're here.
No, 100%. But eventually we are going to have to go and find a quarterback because Aaron Rodgers can't be 60 years old slinging the ball unless he wants to really be Brett Favre.
Oh, no, I hear that. We eventually have to get a quarterback, sure. But right now, especially with this team, I am LA Rams, fuck them draft picks. Like, I can live the next 30 years without seeing a Super Bowl if I get one next year. Like, let's go do this thing. Let's go. Let's live.
So you're saying we need to sell our soul now.
Bro, if I had a soul to sell, if the devil would take this black shriveled fucking thing, I'd sell it in a heartbeat. But he don't want my shit.
Be like, yo, you could take my soul and Joe Namath.
Bro, he'd be like, yo, what? I'm gonna make Joe Namath live longer just for you even offering that bullshit. Go fuck yourself, kid. It's exactly what happened. I need little Johnny play a fiddle and fucking fuck the devil up, man. Fucking Jets. What are we looking at? Speaking of the whole season now, what are we now looking at for the season? What are we realistically, you know, no quarterbacks, no big trades, nothing crazy happening, all that aside, where do you, as it stands,
At best, eight and nine.
Unfortunately, I'm in the same boat. 8-9, maybe 9-8. We can convince me for it above 500. You know, something breaks our way.
I was thinking 8-9 at best, but we're probably going to end up like 7-10 again.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Tough. And you know, I'm not going to lie. First three quarters of that game, like, fucking Cowboys defense beating up on the Jets. It's hard to move the ball, but you know, you hit Garrett Wilson on that quick slant. We get down the ball get down the field for the 3 points. Like, we're hanging in the game. Zach's hitting the short passes. Like, all right, it's not great, but there's some stuff to be proud of here. And then it just the fourth quarter. And I'm like, God damn it, man. We just can't trust you to do anything. We can't trust you. And clearly, for whatever reason, Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall can't touch the ball. It's hard to look at that and go, yeah, we have a chance. Like, I look at the rest of the season and now every fucking game, I'm like, man, I don't know if we can win that. Man, I don't know if we can win that. Whereas before, I'm like, yeah, this is easy. Maybe that's a tough game, but we'll get it. Okay, maybe I don't know that one. Yeah, we spanked that one. And now I'm like, fuck. If we win, it's going to be on a crazy pick six or on a fucking, you know what I mean? Like, it's. I thought we'd be here in, like, week five. I'm so mad that we were here four plays into week one. I fucking hate this team sometimes. I hate this team all the time, to be fair. I wish it was easier. I wish I could just wake up and be like, yeah, I like insert not the Jets here. You know what I mean? Like, there's like 20 other teams that are like competitive and that I could be like, yeah, I like that team and be competitive. Not the Jets. Can't have nice things at the Jets.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't even know. It's going to be a short episode. I don't even know what to say. I don't want to look forward to the rest of the season. I don't want to do a breakdown of the Jets-Patriots. I don't even know what to say.
I think we've said it all.
Yeah. I'm just going to name this the depressed episode.
The depressed episode.
Yeah, there you go. Spoiler alert for all of you listening and that didn't read the show title before you listened. I guess anti-spoiler alert. I guess late spoiler alert. Not a spoiler alert.
Wait, anyway, what other matchups actually are good for next week?
No. Not ours. Here I am trying to open my phone with the fucking, you know, face recognition while wearing a hat and sunglasses. Alrighty then. Ooh, Titans.
We did have the Giants San Fran last night. That was an atrocious game as well. The Giants kept it in it for a little bit. They threw up some fight. Then it was just flat. And yeah, San Fran just was overpowering.
Yeah, Saquon being out didn't fucking help. And San Fran's defense is too good to not have your top player on your team. So
there was no Saquon, no Andrew Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, there's fucking star left tackle. Defense is still, I mean, you drop what could have been picked. Kittle kind of knocked it out, you can say, where they could have picked off Brock Purdy. They played well for like a half. But they could not stop. CMC just ran it down their throats, like literally between the tackles. He ran it down their throats. They could not stop it. He averaged like 7-8 yards per fucking carry, probably. And then every bubble and screen pass to Debo and CMC, and they just could not stop it. They made at least four huge 3rd-and-15 completions off of these little fucking dunk passes to Debo and to CMC, and they couldn't stop it.
It's amazing, New York Jets. What happens when you put the ball in the hands of your playmakers and let them go make plays? You know, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But yeah, as far as matchups go, I didn't get to watch any of the game. That's why I'm not commenting, unfortunately. I worked a double yesterday and then slept all the way up until the last second of having to get ready and leave for work. Titans-Browns, that's a pretty good matchup that I'd like to see.
I'm hoping D-Hop has a breakout game. He's dealing with a hamstring, I believe. I think they're giving him a rest day. I think they gave him a rest day yesterday at practice. They're going to make a game-time decision if he's going to go or not, but he is leaning to go. I'm hoping he gets a big game. He's these first 2 weeks, I think he's only gotten 5 catches and 30-something yards the first game and, like, 3 and 30-something yards the second game. Like, this man needs to start stepping it up, get some yak, get this guy the ball more.
I'm actually hoping Bobby Trees, Robert Woods, has a good game. I got a couple of shares of him in some fantasy leagues. And then on the flip side, I hope Elijah Moore has a good game because I got some shares of him in some fantasy leagues.
Yeah, I know a lot of people jumped on the Ford train and picked him up.
Can't wait to talk about that in the Degenerates.
Yeah, want to see how he does on his first game starting now that Nick Chubb. What an injury for Nick Chubb. God damn. To the same knee that he demolished in Georgia.
Unfortunately, and obviously I don't think this is a hot take or I'm the first one to say it, but I think that's career ending. I think that's one of those, like, you know how afterwards it came out that Alex Smith almost died from his leg injury? I think, unfortunately, this is going to be one of those things. I think that, and I hope I'm wrong, right? Like, I hope that I'm just so god-awfully not even close to right. But, God, that sucks. That was brutal. At first, yeah. I didn't even see the play. Like, I just saw, like, I didn't even know anything happened.
I had to wait till I got home. I was trying to find it on my phone, and, like, I could see, like, the play, and I'm like, oh, it doesn't look too bad from up here. But then, like, when you get that zoom in, when they got that freeze frame picture,
that's what
he looked like
first.
He was a folded chair.
That's what I saw first was that freeze frame, and I was like, oh! And then I watched the actual video, and that did not help me feel any better. Obviously prayers out to him, but that's unfortunate. I think that's career ending. But to your point, Jerome Ford, first game as a starter. They did sign Kareem Hunt. Obviously, I don't think Kareem's going to get, you know, the brunt of the carries first game back, you know. So I think Jerome Ford is going to be the main guy for the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But obviously, Kareem Hunt's going to be taking over that backfield, I think, at least. But no, I definitely think that's going to be a good game to watch. You know what a sneaky good game to watch, I think, is going to be? Bills Commanders. I know that, in recent years, Commanders is not the team that you think is sneaky good, but they are 2-0 right now, and pretty handily.
Sam Howell's impressive.
The Commanders are pretty handily 2-0.
Howell is impressive, and that defense is sneaky good.
Yeah, well, let's compare some things. Let's take a look at this. Josh Allen on the season is 60 for 75 with 510 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. Sam Howell is 46 for 70 at 501 yards, meaning more efficient, and has 3 touchdowns and only 1 interception. Commanders are sneaky good. Commanders are sneaky good. I don't know if they're like, I'm sitting here saying fucking like Super Bowl good. In the NFC East, anybody is playoffs good. But I don't know, man. Let's see, team stats.
You know what? I might change my pick'em bet. You almost winning me over to pick the Commanders as like the dark horse.
You know, man, I'm not gonna lie. Their stats, team
Chase
stats
Young is back.
Terrible. Yeah, I might argue for the Commanders in this one. Let's see. Are they home in this? Or are they up in? They're home. Commanders home. I like the Commanders home. You know, I like the Commanders home. And I said what I said. I like the Commanders home against the Bills. Let's see. What other good games do we have? Monday Night Football: Eagles and Buccaneers. I like that one. That's the early Monday Night game, the 7:15 game. I like Eagles Buccaneers. I think that's going to be a good one too.
Baker also 2-0. Weird. That team is. There's turmoil with Mike Evans. I think he walks after this season. Come on over to the Jets. Wink, wink. Help Aaron Rodgers out. Wink, wink. But they're the Bucks. I think they're a fluke. I think, you know, they're shams right now. They're playing well, but they're going to be exposed.
Let's do some comparisons. Jalen Hurts, 40 out of 56, 363 yards, 2 tutties, 1 interception. Baker Mayfield, 47 for 68, 490, and 3 tutties. I don't know, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm still
hung He's up. Slinging it more, though. Like, remember, that Vikings game against the Eagles, they just ran it down their throats with Swift. He didn't have to do anything. He threw for, like, 160 yards that game.
No, and I hear you, but I'm not going to lie. Like, watching that interview where that I don't remember that Buccaneers player's name, but he came off and he was like, yo, you know, like after the game, they were like, yo, Baker, like he came out the second half, into the halftime, was like, I already know all their calls. Every time they line up, I know exactly what they're doing. Like, we got this shit. Don't stress. That's like Super Saiyan Baker Mayfield. Like, that's next fucking level Baker that we haven't seen in the NFL.
Right? Baker finally like, what, this is what, year four for him?
I think this is the breakout year. This is the grow up year, right? Like his first couple of years were like, are you Johnny Manziel part two? Like, are you just some cocky dick swinging?
Or are you going to be that Heisman Trophy winner, number one draft pick?
Right. And I think he's becoming it. I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, he has Mike Evans. Yes, he has Chris Godwin. Yes, he has a good defense. But let's not pretend that the Buccaneers are some super team. Let's not pretend that he's got all of this, you know, that he's collected the Infinity Stones. He's got good players, but he's out here playing good football. Like, I would say some of the best football. We're not getting the roller coaster highs, but we're also not getting the crazy lows. We're getting some good football, and it's staying pretty consistent. So
I need to see it continue, though.
For sure,
it's I'm not gonna book it two games in.
Yeah, I'm not trying to sit here and have like an overreaction Friday.
But this is a big game to prove.
It is.
Even if they lose, if he plays well, that's improvement.
I think that might come into a gun show. I think that game might devolve into just slinging that bitch around, and each quarterback's gonna have like 300-400 yards. Mike Evans 2-3-4 touchdowns. Fuck it, you know what I mean? Like, I think they're. D. Swift and fucking
50-48.
If he comes back, I think they're going to disappear. It's just going to be a fucking, yeah, like 54, 48, 60, 60 kind of fucking game. Like, we're going to see college numbers, I think. And then the late Monday night game, that's Rams-Bengals. That's only interesting to me because, oh, how the mighty have fallen. That is the only reason that game is interesting to me, because both teams that were like trajectory have now just like Apollo.
Well, the Rams. They fell off hard last year, but sure, for the Bengals, like, what the? I mean, oof! Like, look, two games in a row, Joe Burrow just bad.
Yeah, I've been the first one to call Zach Taylor, their head coach, a complete fucking scrub, and have no idea what he's doing on a football field. But this is catastrophic. 0-2 for the Bengals. Catastrophic. Like, they are flatlining. And
I get it. Like, this is multiple years where they always start off slow and then they heat up and they go to the playoffs. But this is bad.
You know,
and then Joe Burrow's not 100% dealing with the calf injury. If he keeps getting hit, I think they lost the tackle for the season, if I'm correct. So, like, the line is still sus.
Yeah. The way I look at it is, there's one thing to slow starts, and then there's another thing to putting out wanted posters or missing posters for Ja'Marr Chase. Like, when you're wondering what – I saw a tweet earlier today that was wild. Kid said his dad said his kid wanted to go as Halloween as a ghost, so he bought him a Ja'Marr Chase jersey. Like, when we're making those kind of jokes about Ja'Marr
Higgins Chase, as well. Higgins had a fucking – 0-for-8 game, and then, I mean, gave a respectable game last week. He gave a respectable game last week, but.
Yeah, man, it's, like I said, it's bad. When there's missing posters in Cincinnati, you know, for Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow and T. Higgins, like, things have gone terribly wrong. Terribly wrong. Like, this is, I think they are already in, like, resuscitation. They need to be resuscitated. They should already be panicking. The Jets have
Zach a Taylor's better record. Job is on the line.
Yeah. Oh, Zach Taylor should be fired yesterday. Should have been fired the year they went to the Super Bowl. Like, or one step from. Like, they, you know, they went to the Super Bowl. Should have been fired. should have been fired like that year. Everyone's like, oh, yuck, he went to the Super Bowl. You don't know what you're talking about. No, I do. He's an idiot. They went to the Super Bowl in spite of Zach Taylor. It's like everybody was like, yeah, but, you know, Adam Gase was the number one offensive coordinator. He had Peyton Manning. Shut up. You don't know anything. Records don't mean much. Okay, Zach Taylor's still a fucking moron. Sorry. Sorry to Zach Taylor's family, but he's a fucking idiot. Maybe he's a great guy. I don't know him personally, but Jesus Christ, he can't coach for shit. Anyway, I have a lot of strong opinions today. All right, I had a very rough day at work. People have pissed me off. Said what I said all day today, motherfuckers. Fucking Jets make me mad. Mad about everyone. Mad at everyone. Well, that was, that's how much we hate life. That's week two-ish and some week three matchups.
Yeah.
Like it, don't like it, I don't care.
Catches on the degenerates. Bitches.
Said what I said. We'll be right back.